We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Jeff and Jen Show.
Now that it's October, that means it's officially the other wedding season.
You know, all over the country, and this is a true story, and I know this because I had an October wedding 2 years ago. All over the country, October is generally the most popular wedding month.
It's beating June and May, right?
Except in the Southeast. Do you know why?
College football.
Yep.
Yes. Well, it is officially October and wedding season is here. And some wedding rules are getting really intense. I mean, couples are taking themselves so seriously and giving all of their wedding guests these rules to follow that I think are out of hand.
The only rule that I think my wife and I had at our wedding was no photos, camera phone photos during the ceremony. And that's because we had seen too many wedding pictures where the shot down the aisle was the back of everybody else's phone.
That's all you can see is
so infuriating.
Yeah, all you can see is phones in the air, right?
So we
I get that one. I thought your rule that nobody could take a picture of the two of you was a little intense, if I'm being 100% honest.
I forgot.
Because you were like, we want to be the first ones to share a picture of us on our wedding day. Remember, you didn't take any pictures at all?
No, I screwed that up.
You did?
Yes. I thought that Callie's rule about the, I just misunderstood. I thought she wasn't supposed to see me in my tuxedo either.
Because Jeff, okay, backstory is that Jeff made me a groom's woman in his wedding, which was such an honor to stand up for them and be a part of the wedding party, be one of the guys for the day. And I wanted to take all these pictures. I'm like, come on, selfies, let's go. And Jeff's like, no, we're not allowed to take photos. I'm like, what?
I thought you were allowed to take them, but I was being a brat about posting them. And I honest to God thought that I had heard that you're also not supposed to, the bride is not supposed to see the groom in his tuxedo. So I was super paranoid about her seeing me.
Okay.
But that's not the case. I'm just
I
dumb.
I understand. You're not supposed to take pictures of the bride, so the groom doesn't see those pictures posted. So that to me seems like a normal rule. Not seeing the groom in his standard issue tuxedo, maybe not such a strong, doesn't need to be such a strong rule. So, but we found some wedding rules that couples are putting on their guests right now that are pretty intense.
These are outrageous. But if you, well, okay, we'll talk about it inside. But if I was going to say, if you wish you added a rule to your wedding, you can call us now, 404-263-0941, because I have one that I wish I had it. So I'll explain in a second. But, Jen, is it outrageous to have the wedding coordinator email all the guests and suggest that they or tell them that the rule is they must arrive 30 minutes early or they will not be allowed into the church?
30 minutes early?
30.
That's ridiculous.
Okay.
And I'm somebody who's constantly running late, so I'm usually scooting in there right before the bride. Just grabbing that last pew.
You're in the back.
Yeah.
Do not wear white, cream, or ivory.
That's a good rule.
Okay.
I think that's an etiquette rule. You don't need to steal the thunder from the bride.
Okay. Do not check in on Facebook until instructed.
What? Why?
No idea.
What difference does that make? What's that going to do?
Do not talk to the bride at all before the ceremony.
Do not talk to the bride. How rude. You've invited all these people. You're expecting them to travel, get dressed up, spend money on the babysitter for the day, get you a gift, but don't talk to the bride.
Nobody talks to the bride.
How rude.
Okay, a couple more. Everyone must toast with Remy. No champagne, no other cocktails. Remy. No exceptions.
What
Remy.
Is, I don't even know what that is.
Remy Martin. Isn't that cognac? It's a drink. It's a shot.
Oh, so everyone has to drink what the bride and
everyone
groom like to drink.
Everyone has to toast with that.
Yeah, don't get what you prefer. Please come to our wedding as a guest, but do not drink what you want to drink. Drink what we want you to drink.
Okay.
That makes zero sense.
Finally, the minimum gift accepted will be $75. please bring or pre-ship a gift worth $75 or more for admission.
You cannot do that. That is so rude.
These aren't my wedding rules. Don't put chocolate on me.
That's so terrible.
I just mean in general. So, you can't do that. So, so rude.
So the question then that we had wanted to ask was, in retrospect, what rule wish do you wish you would have added to your wedding?
Yeah, spotlight on you coming up next. 404-263-0941. What rule should have been at your wedding day? And you can tell us why, too.
I have one, but it only would have impacted two of my wedding guests. My wife's best friend and my wife's mom.
All right, spotlight on you coming up next. 404-263-0941.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen.
The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
Are intense with the rules around their weddings these days. Jeff was just telling us a few of these outrageous rules couples are putting into place, like don't speak to the bride before the ceremony.
Please arrive 30 minutes earlier. You will not be allowed into the church. Everybody must toast with the same drink. No exceptions. We are toasting with Remy. Do not raise a glass of champagne or wine. Not allowed.
Hindsight is always 20/20. So what rule do you wish you had at your wedding day? 404-263-0941.
The one I wanted to add impacts only my wife's best friend and her mom. Stay out of the private little room where the bride and groom get to eat a meal between the ceremony and the reception.
It's not a private little room if everybody's allowed in.
Exactly.
So your wedding planner set aside time for you guys to have dinner by yourselves,
yes.
And then people kept interrupting it?
Yes.
That's not cool.
And so, and like, what would the, Callie's best friend came in and just, I think she sat down. And I was, and I said, just so you know, you have to leave. And she was like, oh, this is y'all's private time.
Oh, you just got married to her, right?
Oh, yeah. And then when her mom came in, I think Callie was so worried that I was going to be as rude to her mom as I was to her friend that she was like, hey, mom, I'll catch up with you in a few minutes.
All right, Nicole in Atlanta, what rule do you wish you had at your wedding?
No throwing rice. It hurts. And honeymoon bruises are not fun. Okay. Taking pictures of all those bruises was awful.
How did you get a bruise from rice?
I have no idea who threw it, but they chucked it at me. I was like, at least aim for him, not me.
Oh, yeah, that 100% is just a drunk dude who is friends with your groom.
But aren't you supposed to take it out of the little satchel that it's in? And throw the rice, like, in little pieces, not, like, the whole bag.
Or just throw it up in the air so it kind of just, like, whoosh, yeah. Everywhere.
People are firing at her like it's those bean bags that they use to dispel
yeah.
riots.
What is that? Dana in Buford, what rule do you wish you had at your wedding?
That only the wedding party gets to make toast.
Oh, no. Did somebody go off the script?
Yes, this is a guy that always wanted to date me, but we were like best friends.
Oh, no.
And he took the mic and was like 20 minutes of babbling.
Oh, no.
And my husband just kept looking at me, and I'm like, I don't know what to do. Like, somebody take the microphone.
Get
it was awful.
The microphone fast.
That's when you just start mouthing to the DJ. Chicken dance.
Chicken dance.
Wobble.
Yeah.
Wobble.
You just start doing the chicken dance.
You just stand up, start doing the wobble in the middle of the no music playing. Follow my lead, everyone.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.